X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a tense day in Lebanon after two straight days of explosions that appear to target Hezbollah, killing at least 37 people. Pagers and walkie-talkies exploded. An ABC News contributor and former Homeland Security official, Elizabeth Newman, says these explosive-packed devices teach a lesson.
This is why it's really important that we understand all parts of the supply chain and who is contributing to it to make sure that products that come into the United States are safe.
The two vice presidential candidates, Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, will be in the same place today, both set to speak to the Business Roundtable in Washington, D.C. The economy's in the spotlight. Financial markets are trading higher a day after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by half a percentage point, and weekly jobless claims fell to their lowest point since early July. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident a government shutdown will be averted, even though yesterday's spending bill was defeated. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. We've got a developing story here this morning in southwestern Wisconsin. A school bus and a motorcycle collided in Wanakee earlier. This happened at about 6:30 this morning near Nord Drive and Ramish Road. There's still a lot here we don't know, like whether any students were on board and the condition of anybody hurt. We'll keep you posted on this story as we learn more throughout the day. And today, a new park opens in an unexpected place. There's a ribbon cutting at Lakefront Porch. If you're driving north on John Nolan, right around Monona Terrace, the water's to your right and apartment buildings are to your left. And between a couple of those is a big old slab of concrete. That slab of concrete is the top of a water reservoir. At least that's all it used to be. After years of advocacy, it now has an urban park on top of it. There's the new hotel nearby. The idea is that neighbors and tourists alike will use this space. There are picnic tables with umbrellas, a community garden, and organizers hope to hold live music, too. And that's what you need to know on your Thursday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited.
Team?
He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
No more attacks! No more attacks! No more! If there's anybody behind it, I'll find them. I did it to the mafia. I can do it to them. Oh, if you're behind it, I'm looking at you, and I'm going to get you.
Wow.
That's Rudy Giuliani. Has anyone noticed that the entire Trump campaign is made up of sputtering crazy people?
Animal, I will come out. I will come get you.
That's the most animated I've heard him in a long time, actually.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Rudy. So you're going to come after the two Republicans that attempted to, whatever, Donald Trump. Oh, Paul has given us a suggestion. Steph, you can't just copy the exclamation point from Gutfeld. Maybe a question mark, Stephanie?
Maybe.
I like
that. How about just a period?
I like that because I'm sort of barely here some days just because, you know, Trump fatigue.
Or a colon.
Stephanie? Or maybe just a semicolon. I don't even have the energy for a whole colon.
No? Oh, I do.
That's because you're a colon cowboy. I'm just a bulimic ditch licker.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, hey, in an unrelated
raised
story.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
Oh, boy.
Gold, ha, ha, ha. One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
I'll stick with you, baby.
Hiya. Hi there, Dana Goldberg.
Good morning, everybody.
Can I just say, I don't know where 1 degree of Stephanie Miller separation begins and ends. We played a soundbite, Ellie Mistal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you got this from him or he got this from you, but it's all love here at the Stephanie Miller. You said I need a Democrat in Congress to propose Save Donald Trump's Life gun reform bill so the Republicans either have to pass it or go on record that they don't care about protecting Donald Trump.
Right.
I don't know if you share a brain. Maybe you guys just share a brain. But thank
I mean,
you.
I it was shared by Anna Navarro. Brian shared it. I think it was mentioned on CNN, my actual tweet. A Republican picked it up and somehow quoted me because he wrote some bill in California for some gun reform, but also to protect Donald Trump and put that he heard the idea from me. It was bizarre. But
yeah, Yeah. I mean, it is insane, isn't it? That, you know, they're like, vote for me, the guy that helped mentally ill people get guns because two mentally ill people with guns, you know, tried to kill me. I mean, it's
absolutely. And maybe if there's shots by him, maybe he should stop trying to raise his fist and he should hide under a desk or a golf cart or in a closet like our elementary school kids do. I mean, they really know how to deal with active shooters. He's a horrible man. And that last one, I wasn't even an assassination attempt.
I know. Yeah.
No shots fired, nothing in the line of sight. And then immediately there was an email to raise money. He's a grifter through and through.
Yep. Facts just don't matter anymore, Dana. The first guy was a white 20-year-old registered Republican. The second guy was an independent
who voted for
Donald Trump. How is in any universe is this liberal rhetoric or liberals that are trying to attack Trump?
I don't know if you remember, and it's probably within the last 6 years, I said if anyone's going to take a shot at this guy, it's going to be one of his own people that feels like he left them in the dust.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be, and now it's happened twice. Not the second shot, but the guy that apparently was unhappy with him.
And the guy that voted for him and then got disgruntled with him but was for Ramaswamy or Haley is also, I got news for you, not a liberal.
Right.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, I said this one, too. You said Don Jr. is whining on social media about how he has to explain to his kids that people are trying to hurt their grandpa. I'd love to know how the conversation went when he told them their grandpa's a rapist. Oh, excuse me, both.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Rapist.
Sorry.
Hey, it's a C or a P on any given day. They're both worth 3 points in Scrabble. Use what you want.
But, I mean, I know. This is the guy that, you know, posted the underwear and the hammer. Oh, my Paul Pelosi Halloween costume. Ha, ha, ha. Remember it was hilarious?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Pelosi was seriously, grievously injured. You know? I mean, it's just...
I mean, also, what's laughable is that he wants us to believe he actually sits down and talks to his children.
Yeah, that's funny. Exactly. it's all, you know, you don't even know, as we always say, what's distracting from what, maybe just his disastrous debate performance, but you retweeted Pete Buttigieg who said, cats, dog, geese, Laura Loomer, look, now he's attacking Taylor, like the last season before a show gets canceled for getting over the top and at the same time boring. This election is about jobs, wages, climate, healthcare, abortion, not his show, your life. And we were saying earlier, Dr. Redliner, it is extraordinary how Kamala and Tim are putting their heads down and running a campaign talking to you, the American voter, with all of this nonsense and noise and chaos and hatefulness and racism. It's just, it's extraordinary.
That's exactly what they're doing. Buttigieg talked about it on an interview that this is a tactic. If he says something outrageous and outlandish and the media follows it and we start retweeting it and that's all we're talking about, we're not talking about his incredibly failed policies. I don't think he's smart enough to actually make this a campaign, goal. I think it's the people around him that are doing this, but it's exactly what's happening. And unfortunately, we fall for it every single time. He was told that this wasn't real. The stories weren't real about the cats and the dogs and the eating and the animals in Springfield before the debate. And he still regurgitated it on national television with fervor, like he believed it. And I really actually believe he does. I don't think he can tell the difference between reality and fiction anymore.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. And J.D. Vance, right? They submit this stupid police report of a woman that said, Miss Sassy, the cat. This lady's a Trumper, and she's like, oh, sorry, she was in the basement, and then apologized to her Haitian neighbor. But you've got, you know, a vice presidential and presidential candidate who will not ever apologize or admit they were wrong, or this whole thing was based on a lie.
It's embarrassing. And when J.D. Vance is on a national television show saying he's happy to make up stories so that the press actually pays attention to the troubles of American people, there is something seriously wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your all caps tweet. I love Taylor Swift. Because we're all in fourth grade now.
All of us. We have to be.
Yeah, yeah. But also a good point. You said, I can't stress this enough. Please do not shoot Donald Trump. I need him to lose to Kamala Harris on November 5th. Thank you. Any Democrat in the public eye has never called for violence against Donald Trump. They want
not
him to
out
be,
loud.
They
I want mean,
him
def-
to... They want him to be humiliated at the ballot box and go to prison where he belongs.
Absolutely. Listen, we all have our inside voices. Forgive yourselves for those moments where you're not necessarily your highest self. But none of us are advocating for this. Every single one of us knows that this would cause a civil war in this country. Yeah. Every lunatic every lunatic with an AR-15 would walk out in the streets and start shooting anyone that looked like a liberal, gay, a black person, anyone they thought was an immigrant. It would be horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. By the way, I don't have a higher self, so that's never a dilemma for me. So thank you.
When they go low, Steph goes lower.
Yep. I was already there. When they go low, I was already there. And lower.
I welcome them with open arms.
There's little, slivers of light, Dana, that I'd like to share with you. A coalition of Colorado religious leaders endorsed a ballot measure that would remove language in the state constitution banning same-sex marriage. As you know, the governor... Colorado is in a same-sex marriage.
Yes.
We just had Joan Baez on, which was amazing. But, you look at everything she did in the 60s, and the fact that we have to try to get women's rights back that we had for 50 years, or the gay people have to go, they might do this thing they did to us out here in California and take a right away we already have to be married. But
absolutely.
You have to hope there's people like the John Fugelsangs of the world that are speaking by eloquent Bible. And I have to hope that enough people are going to take their religion back at some point and just say it is not about hate.
I would agree with you. And I think we all know this. They're the minority. They're not the silent. I love that they call themselves the silent majority. They're one, not the majority, and they're not silent. But I do think there's more of us than there is of them. They're just really, really loud. And so I think we need to get louder. We've already done it. We took the flag back. We're chanting USA at these rallies for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. We're putting flags up in our front yards again. I think its shift is happening.
Reverend Warnock took us to church at the DNC, right?
Absolutely. All of it.
Yeah. So do you feel sometimes like this campaign is just like I never took acid, but it feels like what an acid flashback.
Yes.
Trump basically claims the Harris campaign was illegally spying on him. Mm-hmm. Are we back to Obama was tapping my wires?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While he was tapping a porn star, I think.
Yes. Yep. Oh, I see what you did there.
Hey,
he went right for the sleazy
show.
That was
funny.
That's a good girl. Okay. Mama's so proud. Trump accused Kamala Harris of illegally spying on his campaign, asked whether she would resign in disgrace so the communist left can pick a new nominee. He just lives in a constant delusion, right? Like Joe Biden's going to come back, and there was like people cheering for him at the debate when there was no audience. And I don't. Okay. So the FBI confirmed that Iranian hackers infiltrated the Trump campaign system on August 12th, sought to interest Joe Biden in unsolicited emails containing stolen Trump campaign documents to interfere in the 2024 election. You know what they did, Dana? They've alerted the FBI, which is what the Trump campaign should have done in 2016 about Russia. But of course, they didn't. Did the opposite. They're like, I love it, especially in September. I mean, arranged meetings, colluded massively. FBI officials stated in the report there is no indication that anyone on the Biden team responded. Harris's campaign said it dismissed the emails as unwelcome, unacceptable, malicious activity, treating them as potential spam. So, which is what you're supposed to do. Right. But of course, both sides do it. Right. So Trump's just going to, claim they did something that they didn't, that he did.
He's going to be as outlandish as possible. And we already know this. He's a projector. I do think we should keep an eye on his social media, because I think everything from here on out to she buses people in and pays them to go to her rallies, which is what he does. And we can see Craigslist ads. I mean, there's receipts for all of this, but he's literally the biggest narcissistic projector I think any of us have experienced in our lives. He is the master gaslighter, and most of us aren't falling for it anymore. But unfortunately, his cult is too far gone. But I would keep an eye on his social media, because I think he's going to start saying the quiet things out loud, all the things that his campaign has done.
God, I know. We were saying there's no more dog whistles. We just played the clip of Rich Lowry saying the N-word. He said the N-word. And then they try to tell you you didn't hear what you heard. I mean,
I also am, because I am shocked. There is not that. I mean, if there's a live show, even we have a delay on this show.
Right.
That came out of his mouth for them to not canon and they put it out is beyond me.
Well, it's her podcast, so I don't think.
Kelly?
Yeah, it's a podcast,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're
is
all
it live,
they're,
but is it a live podcast?
It's a live show on SiriusXM. But they don't have a delay because they don't need one.
Right.
I understand. They don't have the same rules, so they could say the N-word and the F-word.
They can say, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that anyone on the show would ever say the N-word. Right.
As someone said, if you don't say that privately, you don't accidentally blurt that out on a live microphone. If it's something you never say.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, if you get tongue-tied and that comes out of your mouth, oh, my God, correct it immediately.
Yeah.
Don't just keep moving.
Here's what I, just before we break, Dana, that we, the through line always and forever, and this goes back a long way to Dick Armey. Yes, Penis Air Force, his original name, but still. They insult people's intelligence, and I don't get why people are okay with that. When Dick Armey said, oh, he just mispronounced Barney Frank's last name when he called him Barney Fag. And I'm like, really? Do you really think people believe that that has nothing to do with Barney Frank being gay? I mean,
they're insulting people's intelligence. In order for that to be true, they have to have intelligence to insult. We on this side understand that those are not... gaffes, I don't even know if that's how you say the right word. The other side does not challenge it because they're like, they don't even realize it's not right.
If you're going to be racist, just own it. Don't tell us that that's how I mispronounce migrant, which is not close to the N-word at all. Anyway, all right, twice. All right, my craw's temporarily emptied 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company.
Oh, yeah.
They are the sexy liberal of phone companies. They've been doing this for, Jody's had them for 20 years.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You don't need to do business with a hinky company when it comes to your phone.
No.
Sometimes you feel like, I don't really have a choice. I don't really like the company, but I don't really, that covers my area. I'm not saying anything in particular, any companies in particular, but the only choice for internet. Anyway, my point is... They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join them. You'll get everything you want in a phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly customer service. It's a win-win-win-win-win.
That's what they say.
Often to infinity. And switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. It's not difficult at all. CredoMobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them and donate $50 to donors. Choose to help teachers with supplies they need. Technology, diverse books, art supplies, you name it. CredoMobile.com. Call us at 877-346-0516.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
What? Karen in Chicago, you're on with Dana Goldberg. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Oh, Dana, I love you so much. You basically are saying everything that I was thinking. But, you know, this is the thing. They're running Trump and the mainstream media are covering Trump as though he is an unknown quantity. We cannot forget they are making the most noise to try and keep us consumed with an outrage with the gaslighting. But this is the reality, and we cannot forget. Women are dying today because of the decades-long campaign by Republicans to overturn Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. Our LGBTQIA family members and friends are at risk because the GOP's hateful policies and rhetoric. And these same Republicans up in arms about interest rates coming down are the same people who obstructed President Obama when our housing market, our economy, and our jobs market were collapsing. Yep. These are the same people, and they're the same people that criticized the Biden administration for the withdrawal from Afghanistan. So we have got to remember this. This is going to take at least a decade for the Republican Party to reform itself into a serious party that actually wants to govern and serve
Karen,
our multiracial democracy.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Dan, I always hearken back to them cheering when Chicago lost the Olympics. Because Obama wanted to advocate for his hometown. And,
right.
You know, and this is, you know, where it started, Karen, the S-talking America, that they, you know, they hate Democrats, I guess, more than they love America.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at everything that they say that they have stood for, family values, No, the family values that they have in mind is where a woman is barefoot and pregnant, yeah, out of the job market. Their kids are all straight. And, you know, their patriotism is all around sending tons of money to the weapons manufacturers, sending our young people, regardless of evidence to the contrary, off to die in wars that these people have lied us into. Yep. You know, every single thing that they say that they stand for. They're not Christian when they deny the children food to eat or shelter or deny the refugee seeking asylum.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, nothing that they have ever put, yeah, out there as what they care about exists. So we have.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. We're running into a heartbreak. But Dana, I mean, John Fugelsang always says that welcome the stranger is one, yeah, of the, you know, the, mm-hmm, tenets of the Bible. And now you've got them doubling down, saying they're going to deport all the legal immigrants in Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. It's horrifying. There's a lot of stuff going on in Ohio. I know we'll talk about it more after the break, but yeah, I'm glad that Tim Walz is out there saying, love thy neighbor. We're not that different. At least there's someone out there speaking those sorts of things that if you are a Christian, those are actual principles in the Bible that you should be following. That's what a real Christian does.
Thank you. More Dana Goldberg on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making the right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Two deranged individuals, motivated by whatever, went after Donald Trump. That's horrific. We can't accept that. But the idea that Donald Trump and his surrogates are saying that it's Democrats who are engaging in this dangerous political speech, when we have seen Donald Trump call members of the media, your industry, the enemy of the people. I mean, my goodness, we really have to fact check this guy and all of his surrogates, because typically what they do is accuse their opponents of the very actions that they continue to take to try to deflect from any criticism. And, you know, I assume that that's what Representative Donald was doing. I don't know where he gets his facts, but it's a different set of facts than what most people have seen.
Representative Dan Kildee, thank you. Oh, poor Daniel Dale. Dear God, we have to get something. Fruit basket, a massage. We've got to get him. The fact checker for CNN. He tweeted, here's a list of 12 completely fictional stories Donald Trump has told in the last month alone. Okay. Even calling these lies did not do them justice. The Republican candidate is regularly delivering vivid tales that have absolutely no basis in reality. Thank you.
I think we have to remember, too, this isn't just this election. Like, when he was president, all of this talk from the MAGA Republicans about abortions and what they're doing to babies and tearing them apart, they're bombing Planned Parenthoods. All of the lies that they've been telling, this isn't just the last election. Yeah. This has been going on since he's been in the public eye as a politician, if you want to call him that.
We act like it wasn't crazy when he told us to shove a UV light up our ass and drink bleach. Like, oh, you mean back now it's crazy? Yeah.
Okay. All the sane washing, that's what they're calling it. Stop sane washing this man. He's not sane.
Yeah. So you would brought up Ohio, speaking of, obviously, we're talking about Springfield. So the Ohio Supreme Court let stand late Monday ballot language that will describe this fall's issue one as requiring gerrymandering when the proposal is intended to do the opposite. Talk to us a little bit about this, because you were on fire when you got in here.
Hair
on fire.
Ohio, if you're listening, and anyone who has contacts in Ohio, your job right now is going to be to knock on doors and get the word out. So issue one on the ballot is basically to ungerrymander the state in a constitutional amendment for the first time ever. And so in 2020, there was 7 legislative maps on the census that were deemed unconstitutional that favored Republicans. So they got the 580,000 something signatures they need to put this ballot measure on. The problem is there's a Republican Supreme Court and there's a Republican Secretary of State named Frank LaRose. Frank wrote the language for the ballot measure, and it says the complete opposite. It says that it's going to allow gerrymandering, that you're not going to be able to get bad actors out of government if they're the ones writing the maps. It's all the opposite. So I need everyone in Ohio to realize, if you vote yes on issue one, you can ungerrymander the state no matter what the initiative language says, because for some reason, well, I know why, the Republican Supreme Court ignored the fact that it is manipulative, it's misleading, and which is unconstitutional in the state, but unfortunately they're letting the language stay. So it's Frank LaRose. They've got one of the guys on the ballot measure is DeWine's son, I believe, who's the governor, the Republican governor. So please, if you're in Ohio and you want to make a difference, start knocking on doors and telling people the truth. Vote yes on issue one. You can ungerrymander your state.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, Dana, for that public service announcement.
Yes.
I say this almost every day on the show, and I do repeat myself a little bit, don't I?
You repeat yourself?
Yeah, you do.
they're not preparing to win. They're preparing to cheat. Yes, so
100%.
This is one of those instances. So
yeah, they're sick. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Their Secretary of State, this guy is the same one when the abortion initiative was put on the ballot, that he tried to change it from 50% to 60%, and it didn't happen, and they lost, and abortion became, again, legal in the state of Ohio and protected. This is the same guy that wrote the language, so know that this has been happening for a while, so please get out and vote. You can actually go vote down ballot, get these people out of office. Ohio, you can go blue again. You are not a red state. You are gerrymandered, period.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a voter suppression state. That's what I always say. So, you know what would really calm things down? If Trump would go to Ohio, that would really...
Yeah.
He implied that the immigrants will kill him and eat him.
Yep.
I believe that was,
yep,
in case you missed that little slice of crazy. In the debate, crowds were cheering him wildly. There were no crowds in the debate.
You know, okay, he could hear the audience. Mm.
Are they in his?
Are they in the room with us now, Donald?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Jim Acosta.
Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here, but you know, most of the time when you have a senator from a state, you know, that senator will move heaven and earth to make sure that nobody messes with his or her constituents. And here you have a different kind of situation, and that Senator Vance, I mean, he is exacerbating the wounds, it seems, of Springfield, Ohio. I mean, we heard Casey a few moments ago describe it as a wound in their community. What is your thought on how Senator Vance is kind of throwing gasoline on the fire there?
Well, his loyalty right now is to the Trump-Vance ticket and not necessarily to his constituents, to your point.
Please, God, let's put Trump in the dustbin of history and then let him get defeated. The only reason he's there is because of Peter Thiel money, and it's just, shouldn't even be a senator in the first place. Okay, one more real quick.
Trump and Vance apparently are saying they want to visit Springfield. Vivek Ramaswamy is saying he's going to go there tomorrow. Is that a good idea?
I don't know about Ramaswamy. I try to ignore him. I think he's bombastic and useless. But I would stay away if I were Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, simply because I think about this like natural disasters, and you've covered the White House for years, Jim. You know, when a president goes to the site of a hurricane or a tornado, it diverts resources. Law enforcement and first responders have to take care of the president, or in this case, a former president, visiting. I think this would be the absolute worst time for Donald Trump to visit that town, because it would divert resources that are needed elsewhere.
But would give him attention to go, right, to the site of where he told a despicable racist lie? What would be the point of him going to quadruple down on his racist lie?
And if anyone doesn't understand no means no, it's Donald Trump. He's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. One last one.
He is coming there to stoke the fire, and it's only going to get worse. And God, if I were Mike DeWine, if I were the conservative Republican of Ohio, I would be begging J.D. Vance and Donald Trump to stay away, because the last thing that these people need is for somebody to exploit them even further in their time of need. Schools are being shut down. Kids can't go to school because of what J.D. Vance.
Tough to do that with J.D. Vance. He's a senator from that state.
Then he should think about his own constituents. Sherrod Brown, as you just heard earlier, is doing the right thing. J.D. Vance is doing nothing but exploiting these poor people, and it's a disgrace.
So, Dana, to your point about Ohio, and again, I was so happy to see Mark Elias on TV, A, for the work he's doing, and B, that he just unequivocally said yesterday, Kamala Harris is going to win and she's going to be inaugurated. We just have to get out and vote. Because it is so disturbing, all this stuff they're trying. But I think that's the fine line, is not let us. What did we just, Joan Baez, just say? You know, action is the antidote to despair.
Yeah.
You know, we can't let them. We can't just go, oh, well, they're just going to steal it. So we have to let that piss us off, right? And motivate us even more.
100%. Michelle Obama said it in her speech at the DNC. Do something. Doesn't matter what you do. Do something. Don't just sit there in despair. Do something. Knock on a door. Write a postcard. Yeah. Talk to someone. Talk to a neighbor. Get someone registered to vote that is not registered to vote. Do something. And so that's what we do on the show. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah. And this, because one of the, I don't know if you've seen this, Denial is this new documentary, just about how MAGA fueled conspiracy theories about the 2020 election have impacted the lives of election workers. Bill Gates, a lifelong Republican and Federalist Society member who became a prime target of Trump supporters for certifying election results. And they just, They talk on and on about these despicable threats, you know, and the threats to their wives and daughters are always disgusting and sexual and rapey, you know, and it just, that's what it's like. How do we get here in America? These are Republican officials.
Right, right.
They're just Republican officials who counted the votes correctly.
That's it. You know, how did we get here? I was thinking the other day that, you know, Twitter right now, and I won't call it X because why?
Yeah. Because we're going to dead name it like he does his trans child.
Yeah,
exactly. Twitter before Elon Musk was a bearable place to be. I feel the same way about this country before Donald Trump.
Right.
We knew those people were out there, but Donald Trump gave them a voice. He moved the rock and all of the vermin came out and all these horrible, terrible things that now people are saying out loud. The same thing happened to Twitter. These two people somehow are giving a voice to the people that think they're voiceless, which is hilarious because they won't stop talking. But this has always been there.
Yeah.
That's the horrifying thing. So now, in order to combat this, we have an opportunity to change things now because we see it. It's in the light now.
Yeah.
You can't fight something that's in the darkness.
I know.
We were doing it, but now we realize what we actually have to do from here on.
Yeah, and the other big story was Georgia. Georgia election deniers' plot revealed in newly unearthed emails. Republicans in Georgia who helped Trump push lies about 2020 being stolen have been planning to do so again, according to newly unearthed emails. They reveal a behind-the-scenes network of county election officials throughout Georgia who are coordinating on policy and messaging to both call the results of November's election into question before a single vote is cast and push rules and procedures favored by the election denial movement. These are the people Trump is like, oh, we got these pit bulls in Georgia. They're fantastic. I mean, again,
I see when I, in my head, what I'm envisioning, though, is like Mark Elias and the, you know, the legal team. You know how cops, when they're trying to catch a speeding car and they can't, they put those things in the road that are sharp, the spikes, and the car hits it and it blows the tire.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like that's what's happening right now is all these people are going 100 miles an hour thinking they're going to get away with this crime. And Mark Elias and his entire team are just putting that little thing in the strip where they're going to hit it, they're going to blow out their tires, and it's going to be stopped. We did not know this was going to happen to the extent in 2020. We know now, and we have people in place putting these roadblocks down.
And Dana, the point is just to cause doubt and confusion and chaos. And one of the things that drives me crazy, and we talked about this during the last election, is they should count the votes as soon as they come in. Everybody, from Trump to Democrats, want the election to be decided on election night. Nobody wants to go through this torture that we've gone through. The reason we can't is because Republicans make sure they can't count absentee and mail-in ballots till last, which makes no sense. They should count the votes as soon as they come in so that by election night, it's only the people who vote day of, you need to count those votes. I mean,
and the people that are coming, like military ballots and things like that, that are, you know, postmarked on the day, at least before that it's, you know, that it's still legal. I 100% agree with you. We know this, though.
They're trying to just claim victory on election and then go, no, 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 stop counting. And, oh, it's all cheating now. And none of this count. That's what they're trying to do. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it really is disrespectful to the military when they say they stand up for the military and they believe in the military. They just apparently don't want their votes to count if they come in after Election Day.
Right.
Give me 19 real quick because you brought up the abortion issue in Ohio. This is a terrific. Hang on one second. Yeah, this is a terrific new Harris ad with you probably heard a woman named Padley from Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I've never slept a full night in my entire life. I was 5 years old when my stepfather abused me for the first time. I just felt like I was alone on a planet with a monster. I was 12 when he impregnated me. I just remember thinking, I have to get out of my skin. I can't be me right now. Like, this can't be it. I didn't know what to do. I was a child. I didn't know what it meant to be pregnant at all. But I had options. Because Donald Trump overturned Roe v. Wade, girls and women all over the country have lost the right to choose, even for rape or incest. Donald Trump did this. He took away our freedom.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
And that's Billie Eilish singing.
Yeah, yeah.
It is indeed.
I just can't imagine that a majority of us want a 12-year-old to have to give birth to the stepfather's rape child.
It is such a powerful ad. I love that Billie Eilish and her brother came out in support of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz publicly. She has 119 million Instagram followers. And I'm waiting for a tweet from Donald Trump that's like, I hate Billie Eilish. I never liked him. I don't like his
even
music.
More. Even more than I hate Taylor Swift. Doesn't even know it's a girl.
Right.
Billy, don't be a hero. Hate that guy.
Yeah, Billy, I hate that guy.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick right in there. It's atypically, Chris, it is lifting weight day because tomorrow's travel day.
Right.
To Durham, North Carolina.
Right.
I just want to keep everything straight. Also, I will not be doing my outdoor bike club ride Saturday because I will be in Durham, North Carolina.
That's right.
But I will be walking the circumference of North Carolina.
Taking
immature pictures of molesting monuments.
They have excellent bike paths in Durham, North Carolina, though.
Fantastic.
Maybe you could rent a bike and go on a bike ride.
I think the guy that owns the show would be like, okay, not on a show day. Don't care any other day.
Okay.
But not, okay. All right. There's ashwagandha, you know, probiotics, yep. Prebiotics, all that good stuff. It's strawberry lemonade flavor, so it's delicious. I put it right in my hike or bike bottle or you name it. You can hydrate and feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, and support your gut health even.
Oh.
Even. Go to brownhouseprovisions.com, type in Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
In a perfect world, there would be no right-wing talk radio. Until then, there's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The Second District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpace the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers, and they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in their local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the fire at Curly's Pub and Grub in Blue Mounds caused about $200,000 in damage. The alarms went off at about 2:45 yesterday morning. Multiple fire departments from all over Dane County responded. The restaurant has an apartment above, and all the six people who live there got out safely. Authorities don't yet know exactly what caused that fire, but they don't believe it's suspicious. And the State Patrol has been busy on the Beltline this summer. They've increased their presence and made more than 800 stops since April. Troopers say that's resulted in more than 1,400 citations. They did these increased patrols during the heaviest travel times, the morning and afternoon commutes. They add that one in four people who got a speeding ticket were going more than 80 miles per hour. The speed limit on the Beltline is 55. These special patrols were added in an attempt to curb risky driving and keep one of Madison's busiest highways safe for everyone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The high September heat is still here with us today as we soar to the upper 80s under sunny skies. But we've got showers and some strong storms moving in later this evening. The system quickly clears on out of here overnight, leaving us with a mostly sunny and still warm day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hear him to Hitler. There are people who are unstable, and it makes them do crazy things.
Okay.
This is common sense.
Okay. You mean like the two Republicans that were targeting Trump? And also, it was J.D. Vance that called him America's Hitler.
Yeah.
And
Vice President Trump.
The Vice President has never said he needs to be eliminated.
No,
she has said he's a threat to democracy, which is not the same as saying someone killed this person. It is saying he is a threat to democracy, which he is. He tried to overturn.
So don't elect him.
There's also two things happening. When Democrats say something about the Republican ticket, it's true. When the Republicans are saying something about the Democratic ticket and all the people they hate in this country, they're falsities. Those are the difference between what's coming out of people's mouths. One is actually true and they're offended by it, and the other one is a blatant lie that is just used to stoke fear in this country. That's the difference.
I don't know what it is, but you have to apparently leave the Republican Party to reclaim any shred of decency. Liz Cheney out there for Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz in Texas.
I feel that this race is such an important one. I have not endorsed in any other Senate race this time around. But I served with Colin. I know him. I know what kind of a congressman he's been. I watched him. As you said, we were on opposite sides of issues and opposite sides of the aisle. Not every issue on opposite sides. But I also know Ted Cruz. I've known him for over 20 years. And I know that he will say anything if it serves his own political purpose. And the nation is at a moment where we need public servants who are men and women of goodwill, who are men and women who will do the right thing.
And by the way, thank you for her pointing out, it's not just House members. Ted Cruz was like lead insurrectionist in the Senate.
In my view, the most conservative value of all is being faithful to the Constitution and doing your duty to uphold the Constitution. And that has to come above party. It has to come above partisanship. And when I watch the kinds of things that we saw Ted Cruz do after the 2020 election in particular, his willingness to do whatever Donald Trump wanted him to do, including proposing this completely unconstitutional plan that would have resulted in throwing out electoral votes, throwing out the votes of millions of Americans, something that as I said, was unconstitutional. And Ted Cruz was one of the leaders of that in the Senate.
And she went on to give a full-throated endorsement of Allred. She said he's the kind of public servant Texas and the whole country needs in the Senate. So, you know, we probably disagree with her on every other issue, but good for her for taking a stand.
Absolutely.
And saying this is, you know, an existential threat, what is happening in this country right now.
And I actually, you know, I've met Colin. I've been at galas with him where he was honored. He and his wife are lovely people. They've come to my shows.
Yeah.
He's a good man, and Texas would be lucky to have him. Listen, I don't agree, like you said, on everything that Liz Cheney says or does, but I'm actually sad that she lost her seat, and there's a MAGA lunatic in there right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll ever run again, but if I lived in her district, I would change my affiliation to vote for her in a primary.
Also, Friday Night Lights, Texas football. We can do this.
We can.
Go Colin Allred. We love you, Dana Goldberg. GG Comedy on
love
all
you.
The on all the socials. Hooray.
All the socials.
Bye.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.